We're talking with Dr. Tom Pieper. Tom, I guess this you're right now in an emeritus type position as far as your involvement with Oklahoma State University, but you've been able to to kind of keep tabs as you can led up to 1st of July on how we were doing this year's this past year's canola crop, and now we're looking to 2011. This is an exciting time that we're starting to see all the work that you and so many others have invested starting to take off.
Yes, Ron, it is a pretty exciting time because the canola crop was the biggest crop we've ever grown this past year. Everybody learned that they can grow canola without any undue difficult problems. The price is good, and by golly, it looks like there's going to be a pretty substantial acreage planted this fall. There's a lot of people are booking their seed, getting ready to plant, getting their fields ready. I would say at this time here, we are in the middle of August, they need to be thinking about getting their soil test done, getting their starter fertilizer applied, getting that seed bed firmed up whenever they get the moisture to do it. And when it's time to plant, let's get it in the ground.
I know that we've really learned a lot over the last couple of growing seasons. It seems like almost the amount of knowledge that we're picking up is almost exponential.
Oh, I agree with that, too. We've been working hard at the university to try to learn as much as we could, as quick as we could. And the farmers are constantly staying up with us. They're moving at least as fast as we are. Before I, quote, retired, we arranged to put an extra person in the field full-time this year to help the growers with canola. So if they have any problems, they certainly don't want to hesitate to call OSU Extension, County Extension Office, get somebody out there to help them with it. But the primary thing this year is that we're looking at more herbicide-resistant weeds in our wheat. And the dockage schedules and the penalties will just be worse next year than they were this year. So we've got to get these wheat fields cleaned up. Canola is just an excellent way to do it.
We're even starting to get some testimonies and some folks really talking about the fact that after they've rotated through canola and come back to wheat, that we're really seeing some positive things.
Yeah, the farmers first started telling us that. And some of our research projects we just completed this past June were indicating a 10 to 15% yield increase on the wheat just from planting canola the year before. We don't know why yet, but we suspect that. We know that the canola has tendencies to kill nematodes, and it also kills some of the fungi that eat on the wheat. So we're killing off some of those wheat diseases that have set out there and increased year after year after year by rotating to canola. So what we see happening here in the future is that we want to grow canola about 1 year out of three, and then we, on a three-year rotation, we can clean up these wheat fields and get our wheat yields higher. The other thing I would suggest to the growers is that they talk to their crop insurance people here in the near future about canola crop insurance, because it's really a good deal this year. And it's available all over the state, in Texas too, in southern half of Kansas. So if they haven't checked into it, it certainly is time to do it now. Talk to your crop insurance agent. Talk to your seed dealer and get your seed lined up and get your seed beds ready. And before you know it, it's going to be time to get those drills calibrated and get this seed in the ground.
In your opinion, are we going to be able to see that doubling or maybe a little bit more of acres this fall compared to last year?
Yes, I think we will. It's interesting. There's a huge interest in the Texas Panhandle and northwestern Texas, south of the Red River, down around Wichita Falls and Vernon. Those growers have penciled it out, and that canola is just a better deal, especially when they can get excellent crop insurance, act of God contracts from PCOM. There just isn't any reason not to be planting these fields in canola this year. Now, we're sitting here looking at the price of wheat. making some remarkable gains right now. But I'm reminded a couple of years ago that the price of wheat ran up in the fall when we all got it planted, and as soon as we had it in the ground, it went down again. So it's always a good idea to diversify your operation some by planting more than one crop.
In your opinion, I know we've talked before that the ultimate, you know, out three, four, 5 years from now, as we continue to improve and get better, get more comfortable with this thing, is it still a million-acre crop?
I think it's close to a million-acre crop. I've done some penciling on that here very recently, and I think that see, we're down to about 3.5 million acres of harvested wheat. Well, if you knock off 500,000 acres of that people, some people will never change until the day they roll over and die, but most people will. So if you take a third of that 3 million that's left, then that gives you 1 million acres of canola. Now, what will happen more importantly, I think, as we start rotating with canola, we will see more land coming back into wheat because it'll make wheat a more profitable crop. And we've lost a lot of wheat ground, particularly in south central Oklahoma, to ryegrass and to weeds that they just can't control, so they just gave up trying to grow wheat. We'll see those acres come back into grain production, into dual-purpose grain crop.
So we're going to continue that dual-purpose when we're on wheat, but obviously with canola you can't graze it, but still the benefits are there.
Right. We don't want to graze the canola, but it just gives us the opportunity to clean up those weedy wheat fields so that we can plant them earlier and get more grazing out of the wheat or the part of the farm that we don't plant to canola. Acreage-wise, I think we could easily see close to 250,000 acres this fall. Seed has been moving quite rapidly. The area that's being planted is expanding rapidly. The grower interest is running very high. The only thing that would prevent that would be if we have an extremely dry planting season that wouldn't let us plant it, but you know, we will have some dry spots somewhere. We always do. If we have normal weather during September and October, I wouldn't be surprised to see 250,000 acres of canola.
We have enough seed?
Yeah. We'll be running pretty short at that point. There are several good varieties out there. Some of the varieties are already sold out. But don't let that be a big problem for you, because every variety that's being sold out there right now is a pretty decent variety. It's kind of like looking at the wheat variety test and picking one out of the top 10. So, yeah, go ahead and get your seed. Make sure that it is a variety that was in the OSU variety trials last year, and then you'll be okay. If you have to plant two varieties, that's okay. But don't wait until the last minute to start hunting seed, because it'll become a problem for you. And you don't want any delays when it's time to start to plant.